Welcome to KathleenWhitten.org. We believe that Kathleen's message will inspire you, encourage you, and give you a fresh perspective on life. Now, here's Kathleen.
good, the wise. Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. See, the bridegroom's coming, so all of a sudden it's, we need oil. We need oil. We need the Holy Spirit. Give us some of yours. No, they replied, there may not be enough for both of us, for us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived, and the virgins who were ready went in with him to the banquet. Now, and the door was shut. Now, the virgins represent the bride, meeting the bridegroom, because that is who they're going to be unified with. And so I wanted us to see this and keep looking at this, because everything that Jesus did has such a deep meaning towards us and what we're supposed to get. You know, lots of times we'll read this and we'll go, okay, well, here's this banquet, and he changed the water into wine. That's kind of cool. And then we don't go beyond that and say, wait a minute, who's the bride? Who is the bridegroom? What does it take to change water into wine? Why did he do that? And take in Mary saying, do whatever he says. And then why did Jesus have that be his first miracle? What are we to learn from that? So we look again at this parable. Later the others came also. Sir, sir, they said, open the door for us. See, they've gone, they've bought oil now. So they're saying, open the door for us. But he replied, I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Kind of a solemn thing. But see, Jesus is coming soon. And there are people that are ready, and there are people that are not ready. And this parable says that some will say, oh my gosh, he's here. I need to get ready, and there won't be time. Because the door is shut. But he replied, I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know the day or the hour. And we have to ask ourselves again, who is the oil of the Holy Spirit? Who is the bridegroom? Jesus Christ. Who is the bride? Us. And looking at Jesus showing that miracle of, I can turn the water into wine. It's a wedding banquet. Because the very first miracle is a wedding banquet. And the very last miracle to happen in all of our lives will be a wedding banquet. You know, I was talking to the community of Hope a couple of weeks, months ago, and they were talking about how, I guess earlier to me, these different individuals, what it's like to take someone's hand and lead them to the Lord forever, you know, to stay here and to hand them over. And many of them have held people's hands until that person passed from this life into the next. And you know, to me, a lot of us would think, gosh, that's really sad. But see, I look at it like their wedding plans, you know? When I got married at Christ Church, I remember that there was a wedding planner there who literally put my hand under the fold of my dad's arm, and then he led me to the bridegroom. He led me to my groom. You see? And it was like, what a beautiful picture that you actually get to be the wedding planner, because the biggest wedding that's going to take place is when the bride, us, the church, is united with the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, forever in paradise. Forever. It's because of the cross. Because of the cross. Maddie had some spelling words I was calling out a couple weeks ago, and one of them was cross. And I just was, you know, you call them out, and you just call out the definition, and it said, to get from one side to the other. And I mean, that's just, great spelling words, but that hit me. It's like, Holy Spirit, you're so good. See, that's what I love about God, is he's not contained in church. He is so alive and real and speaks to us. The more we know about his word and the more we have of the Holy Spirit, the more he can speak to us in all things. And I look at that cross, C-R-O-S-S, to get from one side to the other. God is so good. I wanted to read a few more scriptures. John says in John 3:29 and verse 30, the bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and now it's complete, and he must become greater, and I must become less. Who said that? John the Baptist. He's saying the bridegroom is here, Jesus is here, and he must become greater, and I must become less, because he's here to get his. See, that's not mine. It's the
says that John is the best man. You know, back then, culturally, I don't even know if when they had their weddings, they had a best man. We now have, you know, best man, and we have bridesmaids, and we have house parties, and I've literally been to weddings lately where there were 20 people in the house party. I mean, where there's this huge and, I mean, giant things, and we have all these rituals and traditions, but I don't know if they had best men, but Jesus did name John as his best man, because surprised at my saying, "You must be born again." And I'm going to stop right there, and we'll pick up.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for your precious word. I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would have us go out here and really take your advice from you. Just do whatever you say. Father, I just ask you also, knowing myself, that I can't just make that decision out of your power. I need your spirit to do that. And I ask you, thank you, Lord Spirit, that you would give me the grace to endure as you drive out what's sinful in me. And it's in my temple that I want to do the stuff and the strength of coming in between me and my heavenly Father. Lord, I ask during this next season that would be the cry of my heart to creating the clean heart and the new right spirit of me, casting out of my clean presence, which says that I have to be content. God, I pray that each one of us would just have that yearning inside of us, that we cannot be satisfied with Christ, that we not be satisfied with the bondages that have kept us and from being free in me, but that we might declare that we might receive the spirit of bondage, which we can through the spirit of adoption, hereby we call out of the Father. Amen. Lord, I ask you to be with me and for every single person. I ask that this research would be a cross, that you would see that it is the way to get from me. Father, we pray a special blessing on the names of our children, and for their eyes to be open and ears to be open to the truth of the word above all of the other names around me, and above all the other tools in our churches. And Father, I just pray that you would be the one to rule and reign in our houses. We just commit ourselves to you this morning, imperfect as we are, and ask that you change that God into the world. We ask that you would love us.
We hope that you've enjoyed Kathleen's message. To order a copy of this and other messages, please call us in San Antonio, Texas at 210-822-5500 or toll free outside the San Antonio area, 877-397-7773. That's 1-877-397-7773. Visit our website, KathleenWhitten.org, KathleenWhitten.org. Thank you.